The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday, and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Rachel Prevett, filling in for Rob Stats Guerrera, and today is Monday, July 18th, 2022. Now let's get you caught up on the biggest stories in the NFL from over the weekend. But first things first, let me remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The Kansas City Chiefs and left tackle Orlando Brown Jr. were not able to reach an agreement on a long-term deal before Friday's 4 p.m. deadline, and so Brown will be playing on the franchise tag this upcoming season. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Kansas City's final offer was a six-year, $139 million deal that included a $30.25 million signing bonus and $95 million in the first 5 years of the contract. When taking a closer look at the numbers, the total value of the contract did average more than $23 million per year. However, because signing bonuses can only be prorated over the first 5 years of the contract, even though $95 million would be paid over the first 5 years, that also means that the 6 year of the contract would have had to consist of a $44 million base salary. And so now we wait and see whether or not Brown will sign the tag and report to training camp with his fellow teammates. Until Brown decides to sign his contract tender, he is able to skip training camp without facing any fines. Veterans are scheduled to report on Tuesday, July 26th. On Friday, veteran cornerback Jason McCourty took to Instagram to announce his retirement from the NFL. In his post, the former sixth-round draft pick said, quote, "These past 13 seasons have been one hell of a journey. And as I reflect and look back on my career, I have far surpassed any and every expectation I set for myself back in 2009. And that's what I'm most proud of when I look back at my career," end quote. McCourty signed with the Miami Dolphins in 2021. He played in 7 games before he was placed on the season-ending injured reserve in October. McCourty spent his first 8 seasons with the Tennessee Titans before spending the 2017 season with the Cleveland Browns. After the Browns did not win a game, he was traded from the Browns to the Patriots, where he won a Super Bowl the following season alongside his twin brother, Devin. Throughout McCourty's 13 seasons in the NFL, he played in 173 regular season games, finished with 18 interceptions, 9 forced fumbles, and 4 total touchdowns. During a recent interview with Complex, Minnesota Vikings star wide receiver Justin Jefferson said that he expects to cement himself as the best wide receiver in the league following the 2022 season. Jefferson did praise Devontae Adams as being the NFL's current best receiver, saying, quote, "I definitely have to give it to Devontae Adams as of now, him being so crazy and dynamic on the field. His route running is crazy. So I definitely have to give it to him right now, but I'm pretty sure after this year, it's going to be me," end quote. In only 2 seasons in the league so far, Jefferson has already established himself as one of the elite young wide receivers in the league. Last season, He had 108 receptions for 1,616 yards. That's the second most in the NFL behind only LA Rams star Cooper Kupp and ahead of Devontae Adams, who was traded by the Packers to the Raiders earlier this offseason. That is going to be all for the latest news in the NFL world on Monday, July 18th, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you do not miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, scratch that. If you love what you hear, you might as well stop what you're doing. Leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today for the latest episode of Monday Football Monday with RJ Ochoa, Pete Sweeney, and myself. I hope that you have an amazing Monday. I'm Rachel Prevett. See ya!